Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is facing isolation, both politically and physically. In Washington, the Bush administration is distancing itself from Arafat. In the West Bank city of Ramallah, Israeli tanks have confined Arafat to his presidential compound for nearly 6 weeks. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he wants Arafat to end terror attacks, and then ceasefire and peace talks could resume. But Sharon's critics say his actions suggest a different policy, the destruction of the infrastructure that would be the foundation of a future Palestinian state. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Palestinian boys with rope slingshots and stones mill about some 50 yards from a row of Israeli tanks deployed around Yasser Arafat's Ramallah compound. This complex used to be a jail, and it effectively is one again. Supporters can get in to see Arafat, but he can't travel out. In a tiny studio in an anonymous office building, Voice of Palestine Radio continues to broadcast after its own building was blown up by Israeli troops. News director Imad Al-Asfar says everything has to be live since most of their production equipment was destroyed. He points to a small mattress in the corner.
As you see, they can sleep here because they cannot leave Ramallah.
Israeli officials say the radio broadcasts incite violence against Israelis. They also say other acts of destruction have security reasons. They claim that the houses demolished in the Gaza Strip, for instance, were used to shoot at soldiers. But these days, both supporters and opponents of Prime Minister Sharon say the objective no longer seems to be a ceasefire followed by negotiations. Conservative Likud Minister Danny Neve says Arafat has chosen violence and Israel must respond.
Arafat has become a leader of war and not a leader of peace. And the conclusion from that for ourselves, for the Israeli government, is that we cannot speak and negotiate for peace with Arafat, but rather to treat him as a terrorist and as a leader of terrorist groups.
Opposition lawmaker Naomi Hazan says the targets Sharon chooses have little to do with security and everything to do with moving Palestinians further away from statehood.
That means, for example, the airport in Gaza. It means the governor's offices in Tulkarem. It means the radio and television station. It means humiliating Arafat and locking him, literally incarcerating him in Ramallah.
Author and journalist Amira Haas has been covering the Palestinian territories for the Haaretz newspaper for the past 8 years. She says the view there is that Sharon will do whatever it takes to avoid restarting the peace process and will use the continuing conflict as an excuse to demolish the makings of an independent state.
The main thing that you see from the Israeli governments is that they don't want to see a viable Palestinian state. By targeting Palestinian infrastructure, roads, electricity, telephones, agriculture, education, health, they push Palestinian community backwards in terms of development.
One such target was the Palestinian Central Bureau of Statistics in Ramallah. In early December, a group of about 40 soldiers entered the bureau around midnight in what Palestinians called a six-hour rampage. The troops ransacked files and confiscated equipment. The Bureau, funded largely by the European Union, keeps the basic vital statistics of the territories: population figures, economic data, voting information. The Bureau's president, Dr. Hassan Abu Libdeh, says he keeps no data with security implications for Israel, but his Bureau does symbolize the pieces of a Palestinian state waiting to be born.
Central Bureau of Statistics as a country is one of the basic building blocks of the civil society. It is one of the pillars of democracy. It is a cornerstone in empowering the people. Therefore, probably what they wanted to do is to send a very clear message to the Palestinians.
Sharon's messages have taken a devastating toll on Palestinians, but they've also aroused discontent among Israelis. Jerusalem Post columnist Daniel Block says people remember that Sharon came to power promising security and peace, but he's instead presided over more violence and more Israeli casualties than any other prime minister.
The people of Israel are very strong-willed and are ready to suffer if they see any hope, if they see the light at the end of the tunnel. And Sharon didn't succeed in showing the light at the end of the tunnel. He's using the stick, but he's not giving to the Palestinians, the carrots, any hope, and therefore he doesn't give to the Israelis any hope.
But Block says the demise of the liberal wing in Israel, coupled with ever stronger support from the Bush administration, are encouraging Sharon to stay on his destructive path, leaving some to wonder what will be left of the Palestinian territories when he's finished. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ramallah.